You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast. Jerry Springer the Opera, directed by David Zack at Bailiwick Repertory. Review by Tom Williams. No one can mount a large-scale, non-equity musical with a small budget and still get a terrific production better than David Zack and his company at Bailiwick Repertory. Their latest success is the 29-member cast pop cultural musical called Jerry Springer the Opera. It really is a masterful work, combining the highest forms of art and the lowest forms of culture, if you can call it that. The result is a hilarious, raunchy opera that is a high-energy, well-sung spoof of Jerry Springer and our penchant for low-life characters. Everyone mocks the Jerry Springer show, yet many still watch it, because somehow we love to see trailer park losers reveal their secrets. This show features clever writing by Richard Thomas and Stuart Lee, who present a series of typical, unusual characters who are each desperate to have their Jerry Springer moment. They are also adept at rich musical styles and motifs in a pure opera mode. We are warmed up by a 21-member chorus whose operatic style emotes rich voices in a classic style, adding rich harmonies that underscore and enhance the show. Filled with outrageous foul language, the F-word is in full bloom in this production, and sung throughout. The style creates rich humor and gives a satirical edge to the work. The opera is raw, yet musically sophisticated. It is funny and takes no prisoners as it mocks our cultural institutions and mores. The show starts out as an ode to Jerry Springer's cult status. Jeremy Rill is terrific as both the warm-up man and later on as the devil. Rill has a strong voice and terrific comic timing. Brian Simmons looks and has Jerry Springer's persona down pat in a captivating performance that Jerry himself would appreciate. The complete cast of Jerry Springer Low Life reveals their secrets, cuss each other out and fight their embarrassments, and they come to life on TV. From the guy who cheats on his fiance with her best friend, to a drag queen, to a guy who loves to crap in the diaper, to the fat lady who wants to pole dance, all the trash make their way to Jerry's show. They are crude, foul-mouthed, and violent, yet they make us laugh as they sing, dance, and fight right before our eyes. With song titles such as Bigger Than Oprah, Montel Comes Dry, Talk to the Hand, and Mama Gimme Smack on the Asshole aptly give you an idea of the show's content. Keep in mind that the voices are overall adequate and the chorus is outstanding. Act 2 and 3 find Springer in purgatory as he battles in hell. Here the show attacks Jesus, God, angels, and everything Christian in a terrific biting attack on religion. The disgusting diaper man returns as Jesus, while Jeremy Rill steals the final two acts as the devilish devil. His vocals are awesome and his comedy is terrific. Some of the highlights, well, lowlights really, are a tap-dancing KKK complete in white coverings, Satan and Jesus singing a duet, and a rousing finale complete with a Broadway flair in the grand tradition of showstoppers. This is a funny, crude, and well-performed opera that will challenge you to laugh and have a good time. It isn't for the conservative religious sorts, but it is for anyone who loves a smart, well-done, satirical musical. It is musically excellent, high energy, and funny. Kudos to David Zack for the chutzpah to mount this controversial treat. He has a hit show that will sparkle throughout the summer. See the show and see how non-equity musical theater can be so terrific. The show will quickly reach cult status. I give this a highly recommended rating. Jerry Springer the Opera. Music by Richard Thomas and directed by David Zack at Bailiwick Repertory, located at 1229 West Belmont Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, please call 773-883-1090.